Academic Aesthetic for Monday, March 17th, 2008. I'm your host, Aaron Smith, the Art Guy, and happy St. Patrick's Day! I actually had the idea that I would start this off using an Irish accent, but I really stink when it comes to fake accents. Let's move on, shall we? First item of business. I'm beginning to understand why there are so many wikis out there that cover the same topics. It's because everyone who's using them, everyone who's creating them, is using them for a specific purpose. And you know what? We just have to tailor things towards what we're going to use them for. For my particular presentation, I haven't found a podcasting wiki yet that I could just use, or use after adding a couple links, and I would have to change the format seriously, and I don't want to do that to something that was somebody else's creation. So what I'm probably going to do is I'm going to take those podcasting resources that were provided to me, which are really, really good, and I'm going to include them in a section on the wiki that I create for myself. It pretty much says, for more information, go here, these are some good resources. Because, you know, they are. They're just not going to fit in with my presentation, which is just a little over a month away. Oh, that's going to be fun. Okay, well, I have some links to share for you. First one is not as complex as some of the ones that I normally share. It's a website that's offering a free PDF, you know, that's an Adobe document, that you can print out and cut out and fold up, and it ends up being a CD case, which is kind of neat. Now, I'm not sharing this because it's a quick way to make a CD case, so that is nice. I mean, think about how there's a lot more lessons nowadays where students are required to make something on a computer and they're given a CD with their work on it. Well, a lot of times I've seen those kids just handed the CD and then they throw it in the backpack and it gets scratched up or broken. This is a neat little CD case, and it's not going to prevent it from getting smashed by a book, but it is going to prevent it from getting scratched, and it's a much nicer visual presentation. And I would go one step further. As an art teacher, I would give them the blank template and have them turn that into some type of album cover to go with it. It's a lot more environmentally friendly also as a CD case compared to, you know, all those plastic things that are out there. Okay, link number two is, well, it's sort of two links in one because I'm going to mention the source as well. I found this through a website called The Carrot Revolution, which apparently gets its name from a quote by Cézanne, one of my favorite impressionists, who says, "The day is coming when a single carrot freshly observed will set off a revolution." Well, basically you can tell from that that this is a blog that a lot of artists like to read, and is written by an artist, and they had this little entry called Artists or Terrorists. Now, I'm not going to go over the whole entry, but there was one link they provided in there to a news story that was posted on a website called Boing Boing called "London Cops Declare War on Photography." Apparently, in London, they're starting a advertising campaign where you're supposed to look out for people who are taking photographs that look kind of weird because, well, terrorists do surveillance of their targets first, and basically this is a good way to catch them. Well, the only problem is, I personally look kind of weird, and I like taking photographs, and I'm trying to teach a whole bunch of students that they should go out there and take more photographs. Well, what if one of them looks kind of odd? I am not sure this is a good advertising campaign to do. Now, granted, if you start investigating every weird person that's taking photographs, you will catch a few terrorists. But in the words of the RIAA, if you're going to fish with a net, you're going to catch a few dolphins. And frankly, I think they'll be catching a lot more dolphins than tuna in this case. Okay, and now for my third and final link. This is an article that was published in the online edition of Wired. And of course, I'll be posting links to all of these in the show notes. It's called "Web Has Unexpected Effect on Journalism." And this is an article that is pretty much saying up is down, black is white, left is right. Pretty much everything out of that Weird Al song that said everything you know is wrong. This article is citing a study that found out that while they expected internet journalism to be expanding on all the news that's out there, it's actually getting narrower. If you look at all the articles that they looked at, and I'm not quite sure how they looked at everything and which news stories they looked at, but they said that most of the news was covering the election and the war in Iraq, and if you took those out, there was like 6% news stories left, so they're saying that news is getting covered a lot less if it doesn't fit into those two categories. It was also saying that in another unexpected finding, citizen-created websites and blogs are actually far less welcoming to outside commentary than the so-called mainstream media, the report said. And that's a direct quote from the article. Well, thank you for explaining that further, and I would really like to know what websites they were looking at. Because most of the ones that I follow ask for outside comment. They ask for the readers to provide commentary, comments, rebuttals, you know, stuff like that. One of the great things about blogging is the conversation. So, you know what? It's a nice article to read. I think there was a little bit of uplifting stuff in there, but for the most part, I'm not so sure that this study was looking at everything that they should have been looking at, because I could point out a lot of case studies that are to the contrary of this article. Well, that's what I have for today. I'm just going to relax on my first official day of spring break. I hope that whenever your spring break starts, if you have a spring break, you get to relax as well. If you have any questions or comments or criticisms, if you wish to continue the conversation, by all means, please go to my website, academicacidic.com, and leave a comment in the show notes. You could also email me at theartguy@gmail.com. And Teachers 2.0 is still looking for a few more writers. So if you're interested, just go to teachers20.com. And you click on the thing that says Writers Wanted, and there's a link for registering. And as soon as you register, you can submit an entry. I recommend a little entry that explains about yourself. That's what we're doing at first before we start writing articles. I'll probably write a real article today, actually. So until next time, stay subscribed, fare thee well, and it's tax season! Yay! No, wait.